right, we are going to continue the hour by welcoming back an old friend who formerly was with us on a regular basis back when I hosted the afternoon show all those many years ago. Max Orr heads up Carolina Public Humanities, and they have partnered up with 97.9 The Hill for 2024 and beyond. So stay with us and visit our website, chapelboro.com, throughout the year as we share interesting content from the humanities and talk about the great speakers and events that are coming out of Carolina Public Humanities, which you can find online at humanities.unc.edu. Max Orr, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's so great to be in your company again, Aaron.
So for folks who don't know, or for folks who did know and need a refresher, tell us about Carolina Public Humanities, your mission, what you do.
Sure, absolutely. Carolina Public Humanities is the public outreach arm for the College of Arts and Sciences, and it's our mission to be a bridge between the scholarship and faculty of the university and communities around the state. So, you know, we've been doing this since 1979, and through a number of programs, we can go over a lot of these, you know, in our discussion today, but and initiatives and with collaborations and community partners all over the state.
And I love this because, like, as you know, like, my background is in academia. I did the humanities PhD program. I was up at Rutgers, and the idea of the public humanities is unfortunately foreign to so many universities. Like, so many people in academia are just brilliant minds, do amazing research, and don't think about, like, how do we take this out to the public and make a difference out in the world. UNC in general is really good about that, and Carolina Public Humanities is the front lines of this. So I love the work that you do.
Absolutely. You know, and I will say, you know, a public university, its mission, it's in the mission statement of the university itself, is to be of the public and for the public. And so certainly any public university, and honestly, any university or body has to think of what is this knowledge for? Who does it serve? Mm-hmm. We don't just do this for our own sake, like monks in a tower. You'll also find, Aaron, that public humanities are becoming, since probably you've been in graduate school, are becoming quite the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
There is, as humanities come under pressures for people who look at education much more instrumentally, the humanities have to go out and show that they are, in fact, an incredibly important part of the health of any polity, right? Just like public health is out there working on the bodies of the people in North Carolina, maybe the business school is helping the business folks out there. The humanities are out there to help and create that sense of community, right? Mm-hmm. Civic understanding and using knowledge and humanistic insights to help really forge community, not just between the university and members who are not at the university, but, you know, in the community itself.
Yeah, and I think we've all had the experience of watching what happens when public discourse is driven by people who don't have a lot of humanistic background. So the
Indeed.
More the better.
Indeed,
yeah.
It's a very challenging time to do it. So the work we do, whether it's directly addressing issues of democracy, which is our theme this year, or whether it's through more my sort of an oblique way of creating community and creating the spaces through which these conversations can happen, in maybe in a more indirect manner.
Which means you do a lot of stuff on campus, but you also do a lot of stuff out in the Chapel Hill community as
Absolutely. Like, so, well, we have our famous weekend seminars. These were our flagship programs. The first thing we ever did were the weekend seminars. And so we have a bunch of great ones coming up for those, including looking at 3 years on after Ukraine. I mean, these are all issues that need to be discussed. Ukraine has sort of retreated because other very pressing and, you know, very sad situations are developing in the world. So we'll be looking at that. We're looking at democracy. These are all weekend seminars. We're looking at democracy in Athens and comparing it to democracy in the United States. We're doing a great look at art in moments of transition. So even looking at art during the Mexican Revolution of the early 20th century, the murals are wonderful, the Diego Rivera murals and whatnot, but also comparing it to what is going on in art policy in China. So today, so really interesting there. And also looking at the legacies and significance of Brown v. Board of Education. Mm-hmm. So those are some of our weekend seminars. These are, of course, available on our website, humanities.unc.edu, and tickets are available now. So we're ready to go with that.
So head to the website and find out more about all of those. Again, humanities.unc.edu to get more from Carolina Public Humanities. We're speaking with Max Orr from CPH. And one of the things that I love about the seminars, too, and the art one in particular, particular like jumps out to me as a really good example of the way that you can look at an issue that most people have thought about and talked about, in some cases ad infinitum, if you're really engaged in politics, like you've had all the conversations, you've gone over it, finding new angles and new perspectives to look at an old issue from a completely different way that offers new insights and maybe not changes your mind, but shifts it in a way that you wouldn't have otherwise.
Well, I think that's a key part of the public humanities, is that we are doing community engagement. And part of what happens is that not all the knowledge is with us. The community changes as well and is responding to things that are happening in the world. So we can talk about something that's been talked about before,
yep,
and you're going to have a new experience with people because they're bringing their own insights. We always have opportunities for community participation in our events. And so it changes, right? You know, even if you're talking about something, maybe you've done a program on murals 10 years ago, that conversation is going to be different today because of the world we're living in today.
Yep. I did a research project on civility a couple years ago. I just like raided the library, and you would think books on civility would all be kind of along the same lines, but it got to the point where you could tell when a book, without even looking at the copyright page, when a book had been written in 1995, when a book had been written in 2005, when a book had been written like in the last couple of years, because the conversation shifts so much, and it's fascinating the way that
absolutely
happens.
Yeah. I mean, knowledge is created every time we do our programs. It's not just transmission of knowledge, but creation of knowledge. We are taking a more direct look at democracy with our Adam Symposium. I know we've always brought our Adam speakers to you. You've been very generous in giving them some airtime.
This will be in April, right?
This will be in April, yep. Yes, April 19th to 20th. And this is Christine LaFont from the University of Chicago. Oh, excuse me, I might have the institution wrong. She is an expert on democracy. And so the whole talk is going to be about creating democracy, sustaining democracy. And so that should be, again, sometimes our programs hit the nail on the head. This one certainly will. And it should be a really wonderful weekend of conversation. And that is open and free to the public.
And the Adam Symposium is always a huge highlight of the year. And again, that's coming up in mid-April. What else are you excited about that's on the docket for the next few months?
Great things. So we have all sorts of new types of programs. We have new staff. Beth Gardner is our new events manager and has really taken a great role in creating creative ideas like our biodiversity collaboration, where we're going to be looking at, these are garden parties. We're going to be teaming up scientists and different humanists, a poet, photographer, someone who works on ancient or on indigenous medicines, and just talking about the importance of biodiversity and approaching that with the blending of the STEM insights along with the, we like to say STEAM, right? Instead of just STEM, we add the humanities and the arts in there, create a new Yiddish word.
And, I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
And so those are wonderful. We have, of course, if you're interested in shorter programs that are like the weekend seminars or Humanities in Action series, in the spring, we always work on global topics. So we'll be going all around the world. We're looking at China, banana farming in the Caribbean, any number of really wonderful programs. We're looking at indigenous communities in the United States and their relationship with the federal government. So a really wonderful look at those are Wednesdays at Flyleaf Books. And again, those are shorter programs, one-off presentations.
I'm sorry, I'm working on the acronym in my head. If you threw in culture or communications, you could make it matches.
Yeah, there you go.
We're doing it. Yeah. Speaking again with Max Orr, again, humanities.unc.edu is the website. Go there and find out more about all of the offerings that are coming up for Carolina Public Humanities all through the semester, including the Adam Symposium a few months from now. What else should, you got to start wrapping up, but what else should folks know?
Well, you know I love music. So, of course, we have our music series. These will be every last Wednesday. So we intersperse those with the Humanities in Action. And we really have great musicians coming. We're working with the Music Maker Foundation for the release of their new book at the end of February.
So excited about this book, by the way.
Yeah, we're
going to hear more about this down the road.
Oh, good, good. And, classical piano with Robert Buxton, and then Sofia Enriquez, who does a really interesting mixture of Latinx and Appalachian music.
Okay.
And one weekend seminar that's a little bit different is on music of protest in the 1960s. And this is going to be fantastic because we have Dawn Landis taking part in it, who is just an absolutely wonderful musician,
yep,
singer-songwriter. Mary D. Williams, who is just an absolute
amazing
powerhouse.
Yep.
And who knows, I might even play a song. So you can come
Mary
late.
D. Williams sings her lectures, and you wouldn't necessarily think that would work, and then it always does.
It always does.
Yeah.
So this won't be a lecture. This is going to be a little bit bit more almost like a variety show kind of format for it. We're trying to experiment with new formats. You know, the public is changing. Ever since COVID, there's been a little bit of a challenge to figure out what exactly is it that public programming, you know, a lot of ticketed organizations are having challenges. So our approach to that is to diversify and have fun and try new ideas.
What's the very next thing that's coming up like in early February that folks should know about?
Early February, I think we would want to start by getting people to sign up for our Saturday, February 10th, 10 Years of Conflict, an update on Ukraine. We have Graham Robertson, who is just absolutely fantastic, and Malata Vachitova. The two of them have been to Ukraine in the last year and are going to give sort of eyewitness accounts, as well as looking at the situation in Russia, Ukraine, and in Eastern Europe. So it should be, it's another new format for us. They're going to be presenting together, not in the form of like one lecture and another.
Okay.
February 10th, line up, sign up, get involved. We think this will be an important update on this very, you know, sad situation that has, again, receded a little bit from the news cycle, if you will.
Again, humanities.unc.edu for more on that and all of the other great upcoming events that Carolina Public Humanities is going to be offering this year. And we're here with Max Orr right now, and we'll be revisiting this conversation and talking about some of the great work that CPH is doing and some of the great work that's happening in the humanities in general at UNC and around our community in the weeks and months to come. Super excited about it. Max, thank you so much.
Thank you. Go to humanities.unc.edu, folks. Thank you, Aaron.